This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We are back now with another question on the subject of Islamic banking and finance. The question is asked by a sister who says, what if the wife and the kids are forced by the husband or the father to live in a mortgage house despite their refusal? And how can the wife prevent the evil effects on her family? Now, this is a common concern with most of the sisters who are staying with husbands who have not yet reached a level of awareness about the sins and the evil effects of riba. And therefore, they go ahead and take a house on mortgage, in spite of the wife requesting them, in spite of the wife and other family members trying to put some sense into the man that this is not permitted. What should happen in such a situation? As it is understood by the scholars, they say that the sin lies upon the husband. It is perfectly halal for the wife, for the kids to stay over there if they are forced by the situation to stay over there. They can very well stay there in the house. It is perfectly halal for them. As far as the man is concerned, the sin is upon the man. It is he who has entered into this contract. So we need to be extremely clear about this. This is not permitted from the perspective of the man who is the decision maker. The decision maker is the one who is forcing it upon the family. So the sin will be on the decision maker and not the family members. What can the wife do to prevent this effect on the family, the evil effect on the family? Here we advise the wife and the other family members to continuously engage in what is called islah or correction. You need to continuously counsel them. You need to continuously advise the family member. Remember, the Prophet ﷺ said that most certainly the religion is sincere advice. So there should be sincere advice given in the right time and then the right place. That's also important. You can't just start as soon as your husband walks in after a very busy day in office and you start telling him, I don't want to stay here, this is haram, this money is haram, riba is haram. There's a right time and a right place for everything. And you need to continuously keep working and making loads of dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because He is the one who controls the heart. He is the one who turns the heart. He is the one who guides us in all our affairs. So make dua to Allah that Allah opens up the heart of your husband and he is able to correct himself and change his way of thinking as far as the issue of riba and other prohibitions are concerned. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best.